could have been dead. I could have been just like Manny with a bullet in his head. I could have been his killer and living inside the feds with a calendar crossing off all the days beside my bed, or like his cousin. Yeah, I could have been a motherfucking McDonald's employee with a shorty, not my wife, but we got kids. It's a shame, cause minimum wage in this age ain't enough to even buy the ass a bib. I could have been a college student paying my tuition, but I couldn't even tell you what the fuck my major is. But bust my fucking ass every day to buy a suit and make a resume and take an interview and lose to a kid with a fucking trade. Yeah, I could have been the owner of that business that hired her from the lust inside my brain. And even though I'm 50 and she's 21, I use my power to fuck her, grabbing her with the same damn hand that has my ring. I could have been a wife staying up at night looking at my watch like, where's my man? Man, I hope that he's okay, when meanwhile he's inside a hotel getting that hotel without a rubber or a shame. But stop that there. Since a little boy I knew that I was someone rare. I don't know how I knew, but I just knew it was something inside of me telling me I could be successful outside of society. History classes ain't working, I'm ditching these classes. Man, these niggas need glasses, they don't see it. I'm better than average, I'm telling you, coach, put me in and I'm still on the bench. I'm thinking I suck. What's your grades? A D and a D, a D and a A. That's an art. Does that mean I'm great? Am I gonna be straight? And this what they say, there's no jobs for niggas that paint. So my whole fucking life I grew up thinking I can't.
Niggas that paint, niggas that paint, niggas that paint, niggas that paint, niggas that paint.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking that my life's fucked up, but my mom was going through it. She really had tough luck, but she kept it to herself. I had no idea.